Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Colossians 1:9.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is Colossians 1:9. For this reason, we also, since the day we heard about it, have not ceased praying for you and asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. I've had people I cared about who initially seemed convinced of truth, some of them who even appeared to be living a life of strong, soul-deep faith, only to turn away to follow false teaching. And in each instance, as I listened to them speak on their newfound quote-unquote awakening, I was struck by how foolish their self-made doctrines were. This reminded me of how easy it can be to fall into deception. Their behavior alerted me to my need to diligently fill and guard the deepest parts of me with truth. I knew wherever God's truth preserved through Scripture hadn't fully taken root within me, left me at risk. And I also knew how easily one falsehood can lead to another and then another until one's entire reality is false. I needed God, the source of all truth, to protect me from self-deception and falsehood and to lead me to truth. So I started praying for this regularly. I asked God to protect me from everything that wasn't true while leading me to what was. The Apostle Paul, a first century church planter, he made a similar request for the Colossian believers. He wanted them to stand strong against heretical views that otherwise could destroy their faith, and he wanted them to live in a way that honored Christ. Scholars don't know precisely what heretical views, often referred to as the Colossian heresy, that most concerned Paul, but I doubt whatever it was much different than what you and I or our children or our friends or our loved ones encounter today. Our spiritual enemy, Satan, will always try to take us captive with false teaching that leads us from Christ and the life he offers. And yet, Paul wasn't praying from a place of fear and angst. He didn't say, "I stay up late every night, tossing and turning, pleading with God to protect your mind and your heart." Instead, he prayed with thanksgiving. He thanked God for the love the Colossians displayed, for their faith, for their hope anchored in heaven, and for the fruit the gospel produced in and through them. Paul knew while these ancient believers faced spiritual and physical danger daily, they always came from a place of victory. They weren't helpless against the devil's schemes or their personal pull towards sin. They belonged to, they were held and cared for by the all-knowing, all-powerful, ever-present creator of the universe, the one who remained in them and would lead them moment by moment, thought by thought, question by question, and day by day. Yes, they had their part. They needed to diligently seek God to read their Bibles and to remain connected to one another. But as they did, God would be the one to guard, strengthen, and protect them. Therefore, Paul was praying in alignment with God's heart. He was asking God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit to do something Christ had already promised to do. He asked God to give the Colossian believers knowledge of God's will and spiritual wisdom and understanding. The ancient Greeks had different words our Bibles translate as know or knowledge. The one used in today's verse has the connotation of a knowledge that is gained through personal experience, through their personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Yes, they had Paul's letters that you and I now find in our Bibles, and those were powerful, supernatural revelations of truth. But they also had Christ, who is himself truth, and the indwelling Holy Spirit to lead them into all truth. Paul also prayed that God would give his people wisdom and understanding, and intellectual clarity and discernment, the ability to make sense of the truths of Scripture and how those truths applied to their lives, not so that they could impress others with their superior supernatural knowledge, but rather so that they could live in a way that pleased God. That's our goal, right? To know God's will so that we can live it. To know God's heart so that we can trust it. And to know his character so that we can reflect it. To know with certainty the truths we've been taught so that we can stand firm in them. Knowledge, insight, and wisdom all work together as they help us develop the mind of Christ so that we think more like Jesus does. And when we think more like Jesus does, we will naturally behave more like Jesus as well. May we pray for ourselves, as Paul did for the Colossian believers, taking comfort in knowing that God will indeed lead us from deception and towards increased truth. And may we build our lives on that truth so that we can, as verse 10 states, live a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God. Let's pray. Holy Father, we are so very thankful that you have preserved your truth in Scripture. Throughout the generations, you saw to it that we would have access to your heart and to your mind. Lord, help us to build our lives on those truths. Remind us to pray, like Paul did, that you would increase our knowledge, our wisdom, our insight of your will, of your heart, of your character. And also, we pray that you would reveal places in us that do not line up with your truth. Reveal areas of deception and replace those areas with truth. Close our ears to deception, Lord. Protect us. Help us to stand firm, immovable on you. We thank you, we love you, and we praise you. It's in the name of your Son, our Savior and Lord, Jesus Christ, that we pray. Amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hey, Ted, what do you want to do today?
Well, Ashley, I've always got work to do, naps to take. But I have a better idea. How about we invite everyone to listen to the Team Us podcast?
I love that idea. Let's do it right now. Hi, everyone. We're Ted and Ashley Slater, and we'd love for you to join us as we talk about teamwork in marriage.
We share how grace, commitment, and cooperation can help couples live the everyday moments of marriage together.
To listen, go to lifeaudio.com and search for Team Us.